بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي علمنا البيان ونزل القرآن وجعل سيدنا محمد سيد الأكوان. نحمده سبحانه وتعالى حمد الشاكرين، كما نسأله ونستعينه سبحانه وتعالى سؤال المضطرين، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله جلاء القلوب وأنوار العيون، أفضل صلاة وسلام عليه وعلى آله الأطهار وأصحاب الأبرار ومن اهتدى بهديهم وتسن بسنتهم حتى تقوم الساعة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome back to our class on Clear Arabic. Alhamdulillah. We've now reached the fourth section in this important text, inshallah. So let's get started. And what he's talking about, or they are talking about, the two authors here, is really one of the major foundations of the language, man. Fa'il. Al-fa'il is the verb subject. So you'll have a verb and then the fa'il. And there are certain signs of the fa'il, but I'm going to make it easy for you. Just remember dhamma. When you see dhamma, here, al-dhamma, waw, or alif, fa'il, fa'ilun, fa'ilan. So fa'il would be like a singular, one doer. But look, fa'ilun, you see that waw right there? That waw is what we say, niyabatan, niyabatan, an al-dhamma. That waw right here replaces dhamma in a plural. So this is doers, doers. Another example, fa'ilani. So if you look here, you see this alif. See if I can try to capture it for that alif right there. Fa'ilani, that alif also we say niyabatan an al-dhamma. And that's why it's good to study Ajrumiyya, which I explain at Swiss, along with this book, because Al-Ajrumiyya is going to give you these kind of indicators of certain things. Like, how do you recognize a subject? How do you recognize a verb subject? How do you recognize a noun subject? And so on and so forth. So again, just to make it easy for you, I want you to remember something very important. Dhamma is usually associated with the doer, something that's doing something, like Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Okay, that's a noun subject. If I say Ja'a Suhaibun, Suhaib came. So who's doing the coming? Who's doing the maji' is Suhaib. So Suhaibun. Al Muslimun Yaf'aluna Khayra. The Muslims are doing good. So Muslimun. Wow. يفعلون خيرا المسلمان يفعلان خيرا and so on and so forth. I need you to remember this. This is very important. And if you don't know these things, this is going to be hard for you. This book is sort of, this book I'm explaining now is kind of like for the mutawassitin, like people in the middle who studied some Arabic, but they need to acquire vocabulary and they want to work on their composition. If you're new to this, I can't encourage you enough to go enroll in my school, Swiss, suhaibab.com. It's only $10 a month, mashallah. All the courses are there, many courses, but one of them is the foundations of Arabic language, which explains this in a more abstract way. But those abstractions provide you with things that I just talked about, which are also a key component of learning Arabic. So al-fa'il is the verb subject. The verb subject, the doer of the verb. It's not the object. The object is next. It's what receives the action of the fa'il. That's why it's called the object. I like to call it the dude. I tell my students, this is the doer. That's the dude, mashallah. Because I like to teach Arabic from the perspective of meaning, not necessarily abstractions, but you need some of those abstract concepts and rules to help, you know, frame the meaning in the right way. Mashallah. It's a great example of how to navigate post-modernity, subhanAllah, the learning of language. Al-amthilatu, al-amthila is the plural of al-mithal, the example. Al-amthila, tara, flew, al-usfur. Don't say asfur, it's very famous, but Furu, the nightingale. So here, look, there is the Dhamma. Because who's doing the flying is the nightingale. Tara yatiru. So the nightingale flew. Jara al-hisanu. The horse ran. La'iba al-waladu. These are very simple but beautiful sentences. Great to learn. Great to grab the vocabulary. Just practice, 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 practice. So, tara al-usfuru, jara al-hisanu, la'iba al-waladu. So, the nightingales flew, the horse ran, the child played. Ya'umu as-samak. Ya'umu means to float. Ya'umu as-samaku, the fish is floating. This is a present future verb. How do you know that this is fi'l mudari'? Because anait alif nun yata, there's the ya. Yasa'u al-ba'ud. Al-ba'ud is in Surah Al-Baqarah. Ba'udatan, right? The plural. Yasa'u al-ba'udu. Yasa'u means to sting. To sting. Al-ba'udu. When I ask people about their Arabic language, I've noticed that there's different levels of comprehension and understanding. And I would say that the first level is people who can read, don't necessarily understand what they're reading, which is great, mashallah. The second are people who study, say, religion or a specific field. For me, I would say I noticed this when I was in Azhar, where you'll find people who are fluent in their subject matter. But outside of that, their vocabulary begins to wane and their usage begins to wane. The third, what I would call accomplished Arabists, are those who are not only fluent in talking about, say for me, fiqh or Quran or Arabic, but they are also able to talk about things like mosquitoes stinging or a fish swimming. They are also able to utilize the language in daily life. Al-hayat al-adiyah. And for me, that tells me someone worked hard. Not only did they speak Arabic at school, they spoke Arabic at home. Not only did they speak Arabic at Azhar, they spoke Arabic in the streets. I remember, subhanAllah, in Egypt, there were some Malaysian brothers, mashallah, very, very charismatic, great brothers, who, mashallah, if any of them spoke Malay in their dorm, they would have to pay money. So they forced themselves to speak al-lughat al-arabiyyah, mashallah. So, yalsa'u al-ba'udu. Al-ba'ud is a mosquito. Yalsa'u al-ba'udu. And that's why I like this book. It's going to force us to acquire vocabulary, which is outside of most of our fields of study. But usually we do that with slang. So this book is going to keep us tied and anchored to the pure Arabic language. Ta'kulu al-bint, the girl is eating. Again, if you look at both ba'udu and bintu, verb, subject, verb, subject, verb, subject, dhamma, dhamma, dhamma. Verb, subject, verb, subject, verb, subject. Mashallah, this is you're going to find this in Quran. Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Right? So, Ja'a is a verb. Nasrullahi. Mudaf mudafun ilayh. But look here, what I want you to see is Dhamma. Dhamma, Dhamma, Dhamma. Same sentence that you're going to find in the Quran. Ata amrullah. In Surah Namusah. Ata amrullahi. Amrullahi. Same form. Verb. Subject. Verb, subject. Mashallah. So let's quickly look at these words. It's very important that you acquire them. And I plan to add at Swiss soon a text course where we actually start to read text together like Harry Potter. Harun Butter. Okay. Tara al-usfuru, the bird flew. Jara al-hisanu, the horse ran. La'ib al-waladu, the child played. يعوم السمك. السمك, I'm reading it so you can hear it. يعوم السمك. Get used, even though, you know, I understand we're supposed to stop in sukun, but I want you to practice reading it with the إعراب. يعوم السمك. يلسع البعوض. تأكل البنت. Let's see now what he says. ما شاء الله in the البحث. الأمثلة السابقة. Do you remember when I asked you last time, what is the مضاد of this word? What is the antonym of السابقة? Is الآتية. فالأمثلة السابقة, these previous examples, كلها جمل. Every single one of them is a sentence, meaning جمل صحيحة أو كاملة. وكل جملة منها تتكون من فعل واسم. I didn't say واسم. Don't forget this حمزة التواصل. And every one of these sentences is composed of, this is from the word كان يكون, to be, كن فيكون. فتتكون is made up of, right? من, from, فعل, verb, واسم, and a noun. وإذا بحثنا في الأمثلة الثلاثة الأولى نرى أن الذي طار هو العصفور. This is really, really very important and beautiful language. Simple, beautiful. فصحى does not have to be complex. You don't have to go to the dictionary and use some really strange words. That's not فصحى. The word فصحى, فصحت الشمس, means something's clear. Something's clear. It has clarity. وإذا بحثنا, and if we were to, you know, take a moment to reflect and look, في الأمثلة الثلاثة الأولى, in the first three examples, which are here. Let me raise this up for you. These are الأمثلة الثلاثة الأولى. These examples right here. نرى أن الذي, we would notice, أن الذي طار, that what flew, هو العصفور. Whenever you read in Arabic, and you're wondering what is being said, ask yourself, who's doing the verb? Like here, من الذي طار؟ أو ما الذي طار؟ الذي طار هو العصفور. ما الذي جرى؟ الذي جرى هو الحصان. من الذي لعب؟ الذي لعب هو الولد. هكذا. So what he's doing here, actually, this is really nice, man. And again, I can't say enough about this awesome book, is he's teaching you how to be a critical reader, how to ask yourself questions about what you're reading. وَالَّذِي جَرَى هُوَ الْحِصَانُ وَالَّذِي لَعِبَ هُوَ الْوَلَدُ. So he said, if you're to sit back and look at these examples, you would notice that the one that flew is the nightingale, the one that ran is the horse, and the one that played is the walad. Who's doing it? فَيَكُونُ الْعُصْفُورُ هُوَ الَّذِي فَعَلَ الطَّيَّرَانِ. And why I like this book also is here he's showing you the مصدر of the verb. طَارَ الطَّيَّرَانِ. جار الجري. لعب اللعب. So these are all masadir. People ask me all the time, how do I learn the masdars of the verbs? By reading. By reading. By reading. Hey, اقرأ. Read and write. And you know what? Look at how many people actually viewed this page. That tells you, man, you're one of a few, mashallah. And for me personally, I worry that the Muslim community has tied itself to quick burst of dunya attention and left the work that you're putting in right now. I want to stop and tell you, mashallah, keep going. And I have your back, inshallah. But this text, look, the verb, the masdar, the verb, the masdar, the verb, the masdar. Mashallah alayhima, these two writers, may Allah bless them. فَيَكُونُ الْعُصْفُورُ هُوَ الَّذِي فَعَلَ طيران والحصان هو الذي فعل الجرى والولد هو الذي فعل اللعب ولذلك يسمى كل واحد من هذه الأسماء الثلاثة فاعلا وكذا يقال في بقية الأمثلة. So he says, thus the one who flew, the one who engaged in the act of flying is the nightingale. The thing which engaged in the act of running is the horse. And that which was engaged in the act of playing was the child. For that reason, every one of those words, since they were engaged in the act of, are called fa'il. And the same thing can be said for samaku, al-ba'udu, and al-bintu. وَإِذَا نَظَرْنَا إِلَى كُلِّ اسْمٍ Don't say kulli ismin. إِلَى كُلِّ اسْمٍ فِي الْأَمْثِلَةِ السَّابِقَةِ وَجَدْنَاهُ مَسْبُوقًا بِفِعْلٍ وَوَجَدْنَا آخِرَهُ مَرْفُوعًا أَي مَضْمُومًا And if we were to look at every one of those nouns, right, in these examples, we would notice that each one of them is preceded masbuqan. You know, we call the Sahaba in Mecca as-sabiqun because they preceded everyone. Same word, as-sabiqun al-awwalun min al-muhajirin wal-ansar. Surah At-Tawbah. وَجَدْنَاهُ مَسْبُوقًا We would find that it was preceded bi-fi'lin with a verb. Verb. وَوَجَدْنَا آخِرَهُ مَرْفُوعًا Right? So if you look at all these, they're all marfu. All of them have dhamma, mashallah, mashallah. هَيَّ بِنَا أَن نَنْتَقِلَ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْقَاعِدَةِ الْعَظِيمَةِ قَالَ الْمُؤَلِّفَانِ الْفَائِلُ So now they introduce us to this rule. The subject of a verb, ismun, is a noun. Why did I say ism? Because it starts a sentence. If I said, al-fa'ilu ismun, right here you're going to stop. Al-fa'ilu ismun marfu'un taqaddamahu fi'lun. MashaAllah. Is a noun. A fa'il is a noun, which is in the raf'u case, dhamma wa alif nun. Taqaddamahu fi'l. Which is preceded, usually, talk about this in rhetoric in the future, with a verb. وَدَلَّ اِدَلَّ هَذَا الْفَاعِلُ عَلَى الَّذِي فَعَلَ الْفِعْلِ And the purpose, and this is really important, and this is something that Jurmiyyah doesn't give you. وَدَلَّ اَي الْفَاعِلُ وَدَلَّ هُوَ عَلَى الَّذِي فَعَلَ الْفِعْلِ It directs you to what, who is doing the action. So من الذي طار ومن هو الذي فعل الطيران هو العصفور وما الذي فعل الطيران هو العصفور وما الذي فعل الجرية هو الحصان ومن الذي لعب أو فعل اللعبة هو الولد وهكذا فكل كلمات هذه تدل عَلَى الَّذِي فَعِلَ الْفِعْلِ This is a really, really nice sentence, mashallah. In English, it doesn't make much sense, but in Arabic, mashallah, it's super clear. Isn't this much better than like engaging in Facebook debates and Twitter wars and what the scholar said, this and that nonsense? Learn the deen, man. Tamarinat. Let's look at our drills. We're going to do that next time, inshallah, but let's just review. We talked about al-fa'il. اسم مرفوع تقدمه فعل ودل على الذي فعل الفعل نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا يا ربنا وجعلنا من الصادقين والمخلصين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد سيد الأولين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته